Christopher Mark Coleman website. Chris Coleman. CA Facebook. Chris Coleman, are you associated with or running as part of a slate? If so, which one? No, do you live in the municipality where you are running, and if so, for how long? If not, what is your connection to that community? I've lived in the city for the last 25 years and in this region since 1971. What is your occupation, and for how long? I have a diverse employment background. I was an elected municipal official for 20 years, a community marketer for 12 years, a sessional professor, and a number of other roles. I have been retired for the last 4 years. Tell us about your previous elected and/or community experience. Chris Coleman is running for Victoria Council and CRD Board. He prefers good governance to great politics. With decades of experience internationally, nationally and locally, former six-term City of Victoria Councillor, CRD Board, Water Commission and Waste Diversion Council, co-chair, Local National Homelessness Initiative, SCPI. Federation of Canadian Municipalities, FCM, Board, represented FCM in Ukraine, 2016. International Electoral Observer, Mexican State Election, 25 years, Board, CFAX Santis Anonymous, 10 years, United Way Campaign Cabinet, 2 Community Association Boards, and so much more. Coleman will help Victoria navigate the complexities of governing well, for all her citizens. Experienced official, responsible governor, community builder. Why are you running? What's your motivation? I have spent many years governing at various levels. From this experience, I have learned that the process of community building is necessarily complex. We should embrace that complexity, not simplify the solutions we need to discuss. My motivation to run again for council is based on the belief that it has lost the thread of good governance and has to relearn that process. I would like to assist in that learning. What are your top 3 issues? I'm committed to initiatives that increase acceptable density, creating affordable housing solutions for a wide range of needs, provide safer streets, because no citizen should be afraid in their own city, promote Victoria as a growing market for the arts and culture, sports and recreation, high tech, and tourism, economies, continue to address a range of infrastructure needs including emergency preparedness and disaster response, slow the increase of the tax burden borne by both businesses and residents of Victoria, enhance the recognition of Victoria as a provincial capital, stress greater regional cooperation, or amalgamation, reducing conflicts caused by civic boundaries. What's your vision for your community in 25 years? A quarter of a century hence, I want Victoria to be a proud capital city that is a home to appropriately housed citizens, vibrant businesses and great opportunities. I want a transportation system that links the region properly. I want a series of recreational and cultural facilities that inspire greater joy in life. And, I want regional governments to quietly get on with the basic principles of good governance. What's one big idea you have for your community? Municipalities are complex organizations with many moving parts, and yet, we don't train elected officials how to govern the entities to which they are elected. My hope would be that the new Victoria Council would take a deep breath, slow down and spend the first 4 months going through a comprehensive orientation program and a series of modules teaching the various roles inherent in municipal governance. With that knowledge in hand, the council can then proceed with building a better community for all its citizens.